Through the Homo sapien operating system, we're attempting a simplified language that helps us recognize freedom versus slavery. These are stuck spots in human thinking. This is whole brain activation of a default emotional reflex. And unfortunately, once wounded emotional anatomy, the anatomy never changes. You've seen that in the person who has lost the finger. The finger doesn't grow back. So these are stuck spots in human thinking, and they are emotionally driven. And so they repeat themselves until free choice enters the picture. Freedom versus slavery. The freedom to realize there are alternative pathways. But emotion shapes the lensing. The lensing is the lens through which we observe the world. And unfortunately for us, this lensing can be wounded and distorted. So, of course, should anything happen, we then get triggered back into lenses out of control. You can imagine, right, that we're investing in the confidence so that we can navigate the ocean of emotion and begin recognizing default emotional reflexes. So just as adversarial triggers thinking that is a consequence of its own mood, the adversarial mood, adversarial thinking keeps us stuck in an adversarial perspective. And we need this information. We need to help each other talk this information. We need to begin developing the elementary school training into emotional anatomy so that we can begin respecting that all of us are subject to this same phenomena. But so too, you see, we also need to help each other realize that gratitude guides our heart home. This is where we get to cheer for Oprah Winfrey's favorite movie, The Wizard of Oz. And I just so love it that she has selected that movie. It has long been a favorite for myself. We are a collaborative species, all of us responsible for sharing in the growth of this language, as our shared description of how the mind works. This is how our mind is working. We are lensing our thinking. When the mood changes, the movie changes. And we can use, you know, medication, all kinds of things, but it's not going to heal the wounded emotional anatomy. Post-traumatic stress disorder wounds the emotional anatomy.
How much time you need?
I'm going to end this and I'll come right
in.
Okay,
perfect.
Bye.